Mike Pence is a former television commentator, does have a very calm demeanor, but I think a lot of people were noticing some mansplaining going on tonight.
Ron, Pence was mansplainer in chief.
I get
Mr. Mike mansplainer all night.
He made my skin crawl. The constant interruptions, the mansplaining.
Simone Sanders, one of the aides, said that Pence didn't just mansplain, he man-dodged.
I thought that the most effective being on that stage to go after Vice President Pence was that fly.
But the big star of the debate tonight was a fly that landed quite symbolically on the Vice President's head.
It's, oh my God, look at his hair! He's so full of crap, he's attracting flies!
The fly was there to send one of two messages. It was either from Exodus where it says, "For if you do not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you." Or it was Tupac saying, "If you're going to invite me to the debate, I deserve a VIP suite because it's just me against the world."
Bill Kristol has awarded second place after Kamala Harris to the fly in this debate.
Many people were buzzing about the fly.
The fly was clearly the winner.
Technically, that fly is now his running mate.
And here's the reason the fly is a thing. He didn't chew the fly.
He had a bloody eye and a fly on his
head. About the fly and the eye bleed thing, they were visually distracting and strange things.
I mean, I don't think it's ever a good sign when a fly lands on your head for 2 minutes. You know, that's a sign all through history of sin. He who commands the fly has always been seen historically as the mark of the devil.